wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
Dollar Tree stock tumbles on earnings. It plans to close 600 Family Dollar stores. Would you consider buying this stock?
It's actually been a pick in stock club for a while. I like it at $92.15, and then maybe like 116.30 are the two areas that I have it. I think they overexpanded. I think they were anticipating a recession hitting. Well-run business, good management, but I mean, if you are closing 600, there's probably 800 you need to get rid of. That's a lot of costs going into real estate. I know everyone wants to do the McDonald's real estate play, but their model is different. And that's why when you start to copy or expand too fast during a zero interest rate environment, can hurt. We have 15 years where like the interest rates was 0 to 3%. And now if that payment, like commercial real estate, and no one's talking about it, what people went through in 07 and 08 with the balloon payments, commercial companies are going through that now. Costs are doubling everywhere. Shout out to Fertitta for buying up all the River Oaks here in Houston. I think he bought it for 500. They're estimating it'd be worth 2.2 in 6 years.
Yeah.
So clearly, if that increase is going to happen, inflation is going to continue to go higher. But I think we are at a very interesting point in business where it's going to be like the reverse of the roaring 20s or the 1920s. And this is going to be an era where everyone is going to have to restructure their business to get the most profit out of it and start to hit margins that we've never seen before and give more value than ever. Even in this stock club offer, this is the reason why, like, I send it to you guys like, damn, it's a lot, but it's like I want to over deliver because of the time that we are in. When we make it out of here, I think we'll be heroes. But I think they had too many businesses, and it's the same with Disney. I think the real estate costs were too high, and they had to get the cutting.
It's a vicious cycle when you think about it. When you think about Dollar Tree, Dollar Tree, these discount stores, where do they predominantly exist? Low income areas for the most part, right?
Yeah.
And so when we talk about interest rates, you're talking about people who have income, not fixed income, but the income that is budgeted for,
not as much disposable, right?
And inside of some of these areas, you have food deserts where you don't have the retail supermarket. And so Dollar Tree becomes a place that people go for items, right? When you talk about inflation, you talk about interest rates rising, when things can't become as affordable, people can't buy them, right? If you look at their report, why did their earnings fall? Well, they said the interest rates are high, but what also has increased is shoplifting. Right. And we saw that happen when Walmart closed stores in around Chicago, right? They closed
Chicago.
Stores.
Yeah.
They said, look, their interest rates, but the shoplifting is at all time. If people don't have it, they're gonna find a way to get it. And if my kids gotta eat, we're gonna figure this thing out.
Figure it out.
And so it's tough, right? Like these are the economic factors that play out, but on a company that is in neighborhood. So like you close down these stores, then what replaces it?
Grifters, that's the favorite word online, right?
Right, like you got to think about the environments that, right? So, I mean, it's a tough proposition. So, like, when we're talking about, yes, the economy is great, people are telling you the economy is great. There are pockets where,
for the world to do.
For a lot of people that are doing well, it's great, but there are a lot of pockets throughout our community specifically that, this is hitting home a little bit different.
But to lead into the interview Tuesday, Barbara has been a legend in real estate forever. Is she working less now or more?
More still. See?
Yeah, she's on it.
Robert Smith, is he working less or more?
More.
That's what I'm saying. Of all the icons that are like set, are still working hard. Do you guys know anybody rich is just like chilling like 4 or 5 days a week?
Nah.
Not one. There's something coming. There's something coming. I got way less texts this year about, hey, let's go to Bahamas, Turks, da da da. I know y'all went. Leisure's been earned, right? But out of my circle, I know way less people that's been like, we hitting, they're like, no, I'm grinding this year. Talk to Chad. He like, hey, I got this idea. I got this. Love what y'all doing. Love the diversification of content. Like, the world is changing. Mr. Beast has a new show coming out. Like, WWE still leaning on The Rock. NBA still needs LeBron. They can't afford to let legacy acts even retire right now. So, but going back to the business, profit margin, 5%, 5.7%. That's a tough business model. And if interest rates are at 4%, you're damn near at break even. What do? You come to InvestFest and learn how to get rich from the market. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Yep. I mean, that's the solution.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.